This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. International sanctions against Russia target both traditional financial instruments and digital currencies like Bitcoin. The crypto rules try to prevent people moving wealth into and out of Russia. And last year, the EU moved to stop Russians elsewhere in Europe from using cryptocurrency. But this is a blunt instrument. Levi Bridges reports.
After Russia invaded Ukraine, Olga Shkolina fled to the EU with her teenage daughter. Shkolina is an activist from northern Russia and left to avoid persecution from Russia's government. Shkolina landed safely in Poland, but the move complicated her financial life.
It's impossible to make a transfer from a Russian bank to a European one.
Shkolina says her ex-husband in Russia couldn't send her child support for their daughter because Western sanctions cut off Russian banks. So he started sending Shkolina the payments using cryptocurrency, which is decentralized, not connected to a bank. Shkolina would then convert her crypto into cash through what's called a crypto exchange.
They sent me a message saying that the transaction was blocked because of suspicious activity.
But Shkolina says last winter, those crypto child support payments were blocked. Russians like her were suddenly booted off major crypto exchanges after new EU sanctions took effect. The sanctions greatly affect Russian citizens like Shkolina, who live in the EU. The goal is to stop sanctioned Russians from finding loopholes to move money out of Russia to the West. But it turns out, within Russia, crypto can flow relatively freely.
It is still fairly easy to move rubles to different cryptocurrencies and vice versa.
Adam Zarazinski is CEO of the cryptocurrency analytics company Inca Digital. He says people living in Russia can still convert rubles into crypto through certain exchanges. And some people have even used crypto to support Russia's war against Ukraine.
A number of pro-Russian groups have raised crypto assets to the tune of $20 million.
Arda Akartuna tracks Russian groups that help fund the war with crypto. He's an analyst with Elliptic. He says the problem is smaller crypto exchanges can still do business within Russia. Western lawmakers have been cracking down on some exchanges, but plenty of crypto is still getting through that funds Russia on the battlefield. And ironically, the crypto sanctions are having a large effect on Russian anti-war activists. Again, crypto analyst Adam Zarazinski.
Unfortunately, Russians that are leaving Russia and against the war are getting swept up in the mix.
Many are living in Europe now after fleeing Russia. But the simple fact of them being Russian means their crypto wallets are now blocked. I'm Levi Bridges for Marketplace.